everything turning around. Oh, everything turning around. Everything turning around for my good. I can see everything. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I have a message that it's not in line with this song. But, you know, I had another message I'm going to preach one of these days. When the Lord turns the captivity of Zion, blessed be the name of the Lord. When God turns things around for you, you will be like you are in a dream. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. That's a message for another day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But today, we are going to talk on something different that will bless everybody here. Amen? It will bless you. It is a kind of a teaching message. Kind of teaching message. But it will bless you because it blessed me and I learned from it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And as I said, God is good. Amen? Amen? We are here to learn from the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I believe everybody here will be blessed. Amen? Even though it's a teaching message, I'll try to not take too much time. Keep it as small as I could. As not taking a lot of your time. Amen? Amen? But listen, God is here to bless. Amen? But God will bless those who have their mind prepared. Amen? If you are prepared to be blessed, then you will be blessed. If you don't take it serious or take the heeding of the word of God, then there is no way you can get that blessing. But I believe everybody here is prepared. Amen? Today, by the grace of God, we say, seek God with godly wisdom early. Amen? Seek godly wisdom early, early, early. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want you to punctuate that word early. Amen? Early in the morning, late in the evening. Punctuate that word. I say it's a kind of a teaching message. Early. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Seeking godly wisdom. Early. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to talk of different things about wisdom. Have I ever seen the world today walking outside the wisdom of God? And so we find ourselves in a lot of mess, a lot of trouble, a lot of confusion. Because we do not seek the wisdom of God. And before we start, let me point out something first. When we say early, you say, okay, I'm already disqualified. That's not the case. You are not disqualified if you have not sought him early in your life. We are talking of early from tomorrow, early from today, early from after this message, to seek godly wisdom early from after this message in your decision, in your actions, in what you plan to do from tomorrow. Many of us just go through life with chances, like throwing a dice. You throw it and wherever it falls, you take it. But God's word has taught us to plan and seek God's wisdom before we take any step. If you don't plan according to the wisdom of God and you take a step, you might take one step, you might take two steps, you might take three, it might be a week of step, 2 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, at a point if you have to survive, because all of them will be written failure, disappointment, frustration will be written along the way, until you turn around and seek the wisdom of God, you will not get anywhere. It's like kind of planning to go out and you dressed up and everything, and you're about to enter your car, you enter your car without the key. Not going anywhere with that car unless you get the key. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The wisdom of God is the key to success and blessing and peace. And many of us have disregarded this thing, and so our life is in mess or confusion or regrets or pain. I'll start by saying, defining the wisdom of God. As I say, it's a teaching message, so I want you to pay attention. We're going to read some scriptures today. As we read some of these scriptures, if you want, write them down. I'm not going to read all the scriptures I have in mind. I've written down, so I'll just quote them, and you can write it down. Or you can go later on and check it out on your own time from the where we record it in the internet. Godly wisdom is the ability to see things from God's viewpoint and respond accordingly to scriptural principles. The ability to see things from God's viewpoint. I have my own viewpoint. Many a times my wife have her own viewpoint. Everybody here have their own viewpoint. But your viewpoint, most of the time, will not work unless if it is lined up according to scriptural standard. Amen? That is the wisdom of God. So if you know already that your viewpoint might not work, your decisions, then seek God's wisdom early in that decision. Early, not late. Seek God's wisdom early, not late. And we're going to point out why I say seek him early. If we fail to seek God's wisdom early in our life and in our decisions, we are bound to revisit the same issue again after harvesting frustrations, disappointments, failures, pain, regrets. And unless we turn around, even our own offspring and our own children, we suffer the same consequences of our actions after we have gone to our reward. And I will bring it out according to the Bible to show you the truth. There are many things, people, you suffer today. Believing God that everybody here will never suffer, but I'm talking generally to anybody who might hear this message later on. Many regrets that some people go through today is the consequences of their father or mother not seeking action, seeking wisdom early in their life. They plan without wisdom. It's like planning to go to the war without inviting the champion to the meeting of the plan. Then you have to plan it again. It is like planning without the essence, what makes things work. Wisdom of God is what makes things work. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We all have things we wish we had done differently. But if you have reviewed your life and have too many regrets. Now listen. If you have reviewed your life, when I mean review your life, many of us don't review our life, but if you are wise, from time to time, review your life. Like studying for an exam. You study, but towards the exam time, you take time to review it. Things you have studied 3-4 months ago. Review your life, and if you find out that you have too many regrets, you have too many failures, you have pain, you have things that has cost you a lot, costly consequences, you are forced to make costly changes. The possibility is that you have not sought wisdom early in your life. Repeat. If you review your life and you find you have many regrets, had I known. If only I had known. If only I had known. That is in the past. And you find out you have many failures in your life. You have started going west only to turn around to go east many times over and over in your life. It means you have not sought the wisdom of God early, and so it costs you time, money, and other things we have narrated in this discussion. Instead of blaming Satan, our wives, Christians are so good at that. It is the enemy. It is Satan. It is my husband. It is those witches and wizards. It is those enemies of my life. And then at times when I sit with people, I'm not talking of here, say I've reviewed people's life with them, and I say, there is no Satan in this issue. It is no wizard or witches. It is not your husband or your wife. You have failed to seek wisdom early. And so you look for somebody to blame. And Satan should take all the blame because he's Satan. But I tell you one thing, we at times blame him for what he didn't do. We refuse to seek the wisdom of God in our decision. And so the end result is pain and suffering and regret. Got a great man of God who visited me one day, way back in Nigeria when I visited home, narrated his past 10 years of his life, blamed it on Satan, blamed it on the witches residing opposite his house. That witch, that's the one that did it. Everything has gone around. And when we go through certain things, he has not planned his life in wisdom. He has not planned his life in the wisdom of God. And so, a lot of regret followed, disappointment and failures. And he said, bro, yes, you're a great man of God. I respect that. But go and review. There is no witch or wizard in this issue. You are the problem. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And when you are the problem, unless you decide to change and turn around, the same issue will continue with your life. And if you are not careful, you will go to grave with it. And not only go to grave with it, you will leave it for your children to inherit. And they will go through the process of headache and frustration and pain because daddy or mommy has not thought about the consequences of their action or planned their life according to the wisdom of God. Let's go quickly to the scriptures. I hope I'm going to make this within the time limit I have. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 7 to 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 1 verse 7 to 12. I'll probably just cut down and go straight to verse 9. This is about Solomon. We call him a very wise man. At the beginning of his life, he was pretty wise. He did very well. But along the way, he failed. Let's just read from 7. In that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David my father be established. For thou hast made me king over a people like the most of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge, that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said, listen to that. And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, this is verse 11, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast thou asked for long life, but I ask wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that been before you. Neither shall there be any after you have such blessings. Let's quickly go to Proverbs 16, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be choosing than silver? How much better is it to get wisdom than gold? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, if wisdom is put in a basket here, and dollar bill is put right over here, I fill this basket with wisdom and the other one with gold and silver and dollars. I wonder how many people in the world will go and choose wisdom first. But here is the scripture telling us, it is better, how much better it is to get wisdom than gold. That is how much God treasured this gift that we are talking about. There is about 9 gifts of the Spirit. Number 1 of these gifts is wisdom. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen? We will come to that later on. There is a distinction between worldly wisdom and satanic wisdom and wisdom of this world. Between the worldly wisdom, satanic, and the wisdom of God. So let us be careful where we get our wisdom from. Wisdom is based on human reasoning. That is the worldly wisdom. Is based on human reasoning and understanding. And they are foolishness unto God. We are not going to read this scripture. Just write it down. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 19. The wisdom of this world is foolishness unto God. That is why many of those who can boast of high intellectuals, education, degrees, and knowledge of the world end up making disasters of their life and the life of those they love because they have lacked spiritual wisdom and discernment. We are talking of the people of the world. But it pains me greatly when I see Christians, born again Christians, children of God, who have been in Christ Jesus for many, many years, have been an instrument to be a blessing to many others, still make costly mistakes because they failed to seek the wisdom of God early in their decisions. They failed to seek the wisdom of God early in their plans. They failed to seek the wisdom of God in things that matters. Their family, their children, their wife, their ministry, their education, their whatever it is, business. And then down the road, they will reap calamity, they will reap problem, they reap pain and suffering. And they turn around and blame Satan and every other person but themselves. I'm saying it today. Unless you turn around, unless you think about it and turn around, you will continue in that path and you will suffer the consequences continually until you turn around and seek the wisdom of God. And if you are here and you said, hey, I've made so many mistakes, Emmanuel. I've made so many failures. I've had so many regrets. I've had so many had I known. And this thing has been in the past and it is still tormenting and pursuing me till today. But even if I change today, what will happen? I said, if you change today, God is able to restore. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Amen. If you change today, if you turn around today, if you see that you have made all these costly mistakes because you have gone according to worldly wisdom, the counsel of men, your own thought, the thought of your wife, the thought of your husband, the thought of your pastor, I don't care who, but not the plan and the will of God or the wisdom of God. If you turn around today, God is able to restore. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Even the years that has been lost. How so many young Christians at times in the past 2 weeks, I counsel about 3 people. One of them outside the country, one of them outside the states. Call me from nowhere. I need your opinion on this. I remember having spoken to this young lady that is in another state over the same issue about 4 or 5 months ago when we were in school. Say, Christian, disregarded what I said and went ahead and got into depth of mess. Then called me and said, well, you took that part. You refused to seek wisdom of God. And you took that part. Now see where it's landed you. You are now in a mess. You are now in trouble. You are now frustrated. You are now in pain. I cannot give you any other advice other than what I gave you in the past. Turn around and seek the wisdom of God in your actions. You take shortcut with wisdom, you bear the consequences. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. How do we acquire godly wisdom? First and foremost, you must seek it. Except for Christ, who is the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1:24. We are not going to read it, just write it down. I don't know of anybody in the scriptures that was born with this principal gift. The Bible called it principle. Principle number one. Gift. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 7. Say, wisdom is the principal thing. It is also a spiritual gift. and has the ability to give life. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7. We either seek it early or face the consequences of living without it. Proverbs chapter 1:20-27. Let's read that one. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20-27. Proverbs 1. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 20. Okay. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She cried in the chief place of concourse, in the opening of the gate in the city. She uttereth her voice, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Verse 24. Because I have called, and you refused. I stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Verse 27. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a wild wind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. This is the consequence of not seeking wisdom early. He said that wisdom crieth out to all of us. I will tell you today how wisdom cries and reaches out to every one of us. And we disregard it. That inner voice, that voice of the Spirit, when you are born again Christian, when you are about to take that stupid step. Have I done it so many times in my life? Yes. And I recognize and say, wow, that was God talking to me, and I heed it not. Thank God for his mercies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I say thank God for his mercies, for his mercies endure forever. But still at times when you disregard wisdom, God will allow you to continue singing hallelujah, going along, until you hit a dead end, until you hit that wall, until you see that, hey, I have seen, in Nigeria, what they say, you've seen Pepe. Then you know it's time to turn around if you have common sense. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When we receive Christ, we acquire the beginning of wisdom. Amen. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. The fear of God is what? The beginning of wisdom. Now I want you to learn something from there. When you become a child of God, you receive part of wisdom, for Christ is the wisdom of God. When you receive him, you receive wisdom. But the wisdom you receive, the Bible says, it is the beginning, the elementary, the ABC of wisdom. Now, if you go to school and you stop at elementary one, you barely can survive in this world, because you wouldn't even know how to write your name, how to add arithmetic or do any major stuff, because that is the level you are. He said that the fear of God is what? The beginning of wisdom. So you see that you're a Christian, you become a Christian today, doesn't mean that you have this kind of wisdom we're talking about. The wisdom that excels, the wisdom that helps you, the wisdom that even helps you to help others in their calamity. When I start to seek wisdom of God, I have never seen any situation that somebody brings to me that there is no solution. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Something in me will bring a testimony. Something in me will bring a word of comfort. Something in me will bring a direction that I always see, if I follow it or that person follow it, there will be a result. to the glory of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is when you start seeing it become like a bubbling water, like a living thing within you. Wisdom will now come out of your mouth. Wisdom will come out of your steps. Your actions and your aspiration, everything about you will indicate the wisdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But you have to seek it. You have to know that you need this very important gift of the Spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Two, meditate on God's word. I'm giving you sequences of how to acquire godly wisdom, because the topic of our message says seek godly wisdom early. The Bible is the mind of God written in a paper. It reveals God's plan, ways, and purpose for our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. The Bible is the mind of God, written down in a piece of paper. Was talking to my family this morning as we're studying the scripture. How many of you have seen God? I don't know. I haven't seen him. I believe God, but believe I'll see him. How do I know the mind of God? This is how I know the mind of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says, in the place we just quoted, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, verse 16 to 17. Do we have it on the screen there? All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 17, please. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You have to know these scriptures to know the mind of God. God created this world in wisdom. He said that the wisdom of God is Christ Jesus. This is the written form of it. This is the mind of God. I ask my son a question. If I'm not around and I want you to do something, I can pick up a phone and call you. Say yes. Or I can write down the inscription on the paper. Yes. When God calls, it's when he's talking to your conscience as a Christian. Before we do anything, before we take steps and we seek, there is a voice. There's always that voice present talking to you. But many of us are too busy to listen. The computer or the TV or the problems of this world is so loud that it pulls down the voice of God. But there is always a voice, if you are still a Christian, telling you, here is the right way. Walk on it. There is always a voice telling us, here is the right way, walk on this way. But if you couldn't hear, or if you are too engulfed with every other thing, and you know the word of God is the mind of God to us. It will show you direction on what to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Three, obeying scriptural principles. You may know God's word front and back, and I have seen so many people quote it in and out, quote it in the Revised Kingdom, in the Revised King James, quote it every time they can quote it. But they are not living that life they are quoting. The wisdom of God is reserved for those who heed his word. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's turn to Proverbs 8:33. To 36. Proverbs 8:33-36. If you know this Bible and you heed it, that is when the wisdom of God will operate in your life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Jesus Christ is good. Okay. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hear instruction and be wise and do not refuse it. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my doors. For whosoever findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Finally, but he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All that hate wisdom, they love who? Death. There is something out there called death and destruction, pain and suffering, frustration and griefs. If you hate wisdom, you love him, you are welcoming him, you are saying, yeah, my friend. That's what the scripture says here. Go back to that place we just read. It said, all that hate me does what? Love death. In verse 36. They that hate me, they love death. When we fail to use the wisdom of God, or we fail to seek the wisdom of God early, I point to this fact early. And I'll tell you why towards the end of this message. Why I so say much early. Not late. I'll tell you why. But let's continue. Four, praying for wisdom and believing by faith that God is able to grant our petition. James chapter 1 verse 5 to 6. James 1, 5 to 6. From now on, we won't be reading too much scriptures. We're almost done with most of the scriptures. James 1, 5 to 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. Verse 6. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And our number 4 point says, praying for wisdom and believing God by faith that God is able to grant our petition. Now you have to know whether you have wisdom or not. I already pointed out something in the beginning. I said, if you review your life, and you find out that you have had too many had I known, too many regrets, costly changes in your life, going forward and going backward and going forward and going backward, indecisions, your life is confused, it's a mess. Or even it has some good part you are seeing, but you could have done a lot better if you have taken good decisions early. Then you have to start seeking and praying for God's wisdom. If you have planned early in the wisdom of God, the end is almost guaranteed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You might be challenged, you might have difficulties, but if you have planned early in the wisdom of God, the end is almost guaranteed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Five, observing how God works in the world. Now, this is one that I want you to look closely at. At times, I'll read my quotes first before I explain. Observe people's lifestyle. Look at the total package. Not just the part that glitters or the part they want you to see. And learn by it. Observe people. Some of us only observe the dress sister so-and-so is wearing, or the car brother so-and-so is driving, or how good they look, or this and that. We don't look at the total package. Look at the people in the world. Look at what their biography is. Look at how they have walked, and see if they have walked in wisdom, or if the end has been woe and destruction. Then that will teach you to move away from the style or the pattern that person has followed. Do not just look at what glitters, what looks nice, what they want you to see, what they tell you. Look at the total package. Look at their children. Look at their wife. Look at their husband. Look at their end. Look at the people they affiliate with. Look at what they do has influenced or has not influenced people to good or to bad. Look at the total package. Observe. We observe every other thing but the nature of God in man, whether it is working positively or negatively. I can raise some few people here that have said things to me. They probably won't remember it, but it has guided me through life, has helped me in many decisions. Just a statement they made, I learned from it. Some of these statements is result in failure. Some of these statements result in progress and blessing. And when I see that thing you have said or did result in failure, I try not to imitate you in that particular one. But when I see that what you said or taught me or have said result in blessing, I know that this is wisdom. You cannot equate it with money. I will take that over money any day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some of us just go through life, we don't observe. We only observe who is richer than us or poorer than us, who is taller than us, who dresses better. Observe people and see what their actions have led them to and learn by it. One of God's work is the ants. Ants. Know the little ant that crawls everywhere. The Bible says, observe the ant. Let's open Proverbs chapter 6, verse 11. We may read it, I don't know. One of God's work is the ant. God told us to observe them regarding the planning and saving. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 11. Proverbs 6, 11. If you can open it quickly on the screen, please. Proverbs 6, 11. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and they that's and one. That's not exactly where I want to live, but it's part of it. Let me just explain it quickly, because we don't really have too much time. I want to be done with this as soon as I can. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It says for you to observe the ant who have no king or somebody to direct them or what to do. When they see that the rain season is about to come, they run around your house, they take the pieces of food, they grab it, 10 or 20 of them will drag it to their hole. They will not eat it. If you dig that hole later on and see, they store it somewhere, they put it aside for when the rainy season will come, and they will not be able to go out and foray and get food. This is an ant. The Bible directed how much our sense, our brain, we probably thought is bigger and wiser, but God looked for the most inferior thing just to tell you the work of wisdom. He said, go to the ant and learn. Who having no king, no direction, no person to lead them, they come around and gather and they store. Some of us cannot wait for us to have $20 in our pocket, our saving, and spend it. Some of us doesn't know what it means to save. I spoke to somebody 2 months or 3 months ago. I said, once I have money in my account, my whole body is shaking. My whole body is shaking. I say, why? He said, it's like he's telling me to spend it and spend it and spend it. And it's paying her way to a lot of problems. I say, but have you reviewed? Have you thought? Have you seen who is at work? It is you. You have to fight this urge. There is need to save. There is need to put away. There is need to economize when there is abundance, when there is an overflowing. Don't swallow it up. Don't spend it all in buying things you need and don't need. Your garage door, 3-car garage or 2-car garage, is full of unwanted things you will never use or you have used. But when the real need comes, you find out you don't have anything to fall back on. The Bible says, go to the ants and look and learn from the ants how they save when there is nothing, when they know that rainy season will come. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Most of us love spending, I said here. Some think that saving is for people who are without faith. They said, and they misquote and misinterpret the Bible that says, care not for tomorrow will take care of himself. I've seen people quote that. They say, why are you worried about tomorrow? Why are you planning? If you don't plan for today, your tomorrow will be dark and full of misery. That is just the truth. If you don't plan in God's wisdom for today, I can look at it with eyes of wisdom and tell you exactly where you are going to be in few months or few years' time. Because of the action. I've seen some people who want to go to school. They have all the resources they want, they could get from help and so on. And I say, what course are you going to do? That's the second thing I was talking to another person outside the country. He said, emphasis on nonsense with an emphasis on nonsense. That's exactly how I interpret it, because the course they are taking is nowhere. They didn't pray for it. They didn't think about it. Emphasis on something, some physiology and so on. I say, where are you going to work with it? I don't know. What do you plan to do with this thing? I don't know. Where is your intention? What is the use of this degree? You want to spend another 4 years or whatever of your life. Well, it's emphasis on this with extension on this and that. Do you even know what it is? No. Okay, hold on. I'm going to call some colleges and find out. I called on and basically, as I said, nothing. So this person, if he goes ahead and register in this course and spend 4 years and finish 4 years or 5 years or whatever, take student loan, borrow money from it, and then go through the whole headache of reading with emphasis on nothing, wind up there is no job on emphasis on nothing, because you wanted to do something that is easy to go through with in life, not knowing that tomorrow you will need it to work with. But if you have sat down and thought and look at the things and pray, God, give me direction on where to go, what to study, then you borrow that money, then you don't have to go and spend money again going back to school over and over to do something else later on, when you realize that what you have spent your time doing is waste. That is exactly how I look at it. That's an example of seeking wisdom early. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Observe people, I say. Look at their lifestyle. Look at the total package, not just the part that glitters, and learn by it. If their life reflects failure, I'm not talking just success because they have money. At times, by certain manipulation or whatever, people can make it or whatever. I'm talking of the total package. Look at their life. They wind up in drugs, some of them. They wind up in committing suicide. They wind up with 2, 5, 10 divorces. They wind up with lawsuits over their life. They wind up in prison. I was looking at one of the TVs the other day, and I saw an American legend as one of the best football champions in the whole world in his heydays. You see the path of destruction, stupidity, failures, and where is he now? He's in jail in Nevada, wasting his life away. Each time he makes things, he gets out of it, and each time he goes back to this way. I observe such people, not just because it's news. I look at what their life has led them to, and I say, for me and my children, I'll try to guide them. You might not have any guide, but you can be a guide to your children. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. So that they don't wind up in those kind of mess. Heeding godly counsel is the next part, 6. Everyone needs guidance from time to time, but not every advice is good for you. Even trained counselors may lead you astray. That is why after you have heard from the experts, quote unquote, friends or whosoever, filter it with the word of God. Amen. Open for us 2 Chronicles chapter 10. 2 Chronicles chapter 10. We're almost winding up here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 10. I said every one of us need guidance. Even counselors, people you think that are full of knowledge, they may misguide you. I've seen people give me advice, God bless them. It works perfectly. I take that advice and apply it, and I see the wisdom of God in those things. I've seen people give me advice. I don't even have to think about it. I know there's no way God will be in this because I filter it with the word of God. Many of us, we heed advice. We want to do something and we go to the experts. It's good to seek knowledge. It's good to seek information. It's good to ask people for help. But when you have heard from people, filter what you heard with the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't just say because this person is 60 or 100 years old, whatever he says goes. No. In book of Job, one young man said, I found out now the hoary hair, gray head, white hair does not necessarily translate to wisdom. That wisdom cometh from God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so here we see the man who we started this topic with, Solomon. Who are the first thing he did is to lay down and pray and say, God, I need wisdom. And God gave him wisdom. And God gave him riches. And God gave him wealth. And God gave him something above, beyond any king, any person. So he was a multi-billionaire. Before you know it, was the later end of his life. He started making association that he shouldn't have made. He left the path of wisdom. He married so many concubines, so many wives, and so on, and he strayed. And what happened is that later on, he went to be with the Lord, and his son inherited the kingdom. Let's read First, Second Chronicles chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 1 to 9. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, let's go to 4 straight. I'm using this to narrate to you about counsel, about people giving you advice, about you reading information from books, about you seeing information from TV, about what you get from people at school. They're all good as long as you filter it with the word of God. Don't just take what people say. Ask, what did God say? Blessed be the name of the Lord. In verse 4, the elders of Israel came to Rehoboam. Rehoboam is son of Solomon, his first son. Immediately Solomon died, he inherited the kingdom. And they said to him in 4, go to verse 4 please. Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore is thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father, and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. And he said unto them, come unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And immediately the people left in verse 6. He called the elders of his people, who know his father, and said, what do I answer these people? And he said, and the king Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father, while he yet lived, saying, what counsel give ye unto me to return answer to these people? And they counseled him according to the word of God. And they said to him in verse 7, and they spake unto him, saying, if thou be kind to these people, and please them, and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him in verse 8, and took the counsel with the young men that were brought up with him, that stood with him. And he said unto them, to the young ones, what advice should I give to these people when they return? And they said to him in verse 10, and the young men in verse 10 said, that were brought up with him, spake unto him, saying, thus shall thou answer the people that speak unto thee, saying, thy father made our yoke heavy, thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. Let me explain what they're saying here. The king died. Towards the later part of his life, he refused wisdom. The mother of this very, very king we are talking about was an Amorite. God has instructed the children of Israel not to deal with those people. There is a reason God wants us to stay away from certain people. There's a reason God wants our children to stay away from certain people. Because the people you associate with will define your character if you don't know it. Some people want to feel that I belong. Some women want to feel that I belong. Some men want to run around in society of high circle just to feel that I belong. So you go to belong, and you belong with the people of these bad characters. They will influence your life, whether you like it or not. When I go around such people, I go to study their life and possibly help them towards the kingdom of God. But I cannot be friends with them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will caution myself about being friends with them in that area. I will be around them, for I will not shy away. I will bring the kingdom of God towards them. But when you start to go around them, it will cost you and even cost your children. So Solomon made that mistake. The king of Amorites said, "Yes, my beautiful daughter, I want us to form an alliance." He took that one. The king of the Jebusites, the king of this, every one of them came. Before you know it, he has scores or hundreds of them running around him. They start to bring their ungodly ways, ungodly character, ungodly stuff into his home. So finally he died. And his son inherited his wealth, his billions, his kingdoms, everything he has, his son inherited. And the children of Israel came to the son and said, "Hey, your father built so many, many, many things. He did so many, many things. And we are servants all the days of his life. Please reduce the taxation, reduce the headache, reduce the frustration, reduce the pain we have had during your father's reign." So he called counselors. And the counselors came, and one of them, some of them, the older ones, said, "Show them love. Hear their request. They are not asking you for something that is bad." But he said, "Okay, thank you." And he called the younger ones and said, "Go tell them that my finger is stronger than, bigger than my father's loin. That is, if my father has taxed you 10%, I'll be taxing you 200%. If my father has whipped you," even it's written here if you go down, continue reading. "If my father whipped you with ordinary whip, I will use a chain of iron." 3 days. In 3 days, this young man lost 80% or 80 something percent of all his father has made. That's exactly what will happen when you don't walk in wisdom for yourself and for your children. That's why I say that at times when we deny and refuse wisdom, even after we have departed and gone to the Lord, our children will squander all those things you wasted time looking for. You see some of them, some billionaires, so and so and so and so and so on. And you look at them, wow, they've made all this money. Immediately they died, look at their children. Law court, lawyers, everybody, women. Before you know it, everything their father has built has gone where? Nowhere. Because it wasn't built in wisdom, and they weren't raised in the wisdom of God. So you have done what? Labored in vain. You have labored in vain. You have strived for nothing. You have labored waking up early, doing all those things you have to do for nothing. Because it is not built in the wisdom of God. The children of Israel say, "Okay, to your tents, O Israel." Blessed be the name of the Lord. "To your tents, O Israel, we have no more portion in David or inheritance in the son of Jesse." If that young guy has filtered the counsel with the word of God that says in 1 John chapter 4 verse 18, because if you look at the counsel they gave him, these people counsel him love. The other one says fear. Make them to fear you. Make them to love you. If he has looked at the word of God, he said, "For there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear." Always compare all counsels with the wisdom of God. Always compare whatever people tell you. I don't care who. Whether it is your father, whether it is your mother, whether it is your counselor at school, whether it is your best friend, whether it is this person. Compare it with the word of God. If it doesn't tally, question that counsel and pray about it, so that you will not walk astray and leave sorrow and regrets. Lastly, associate with the wise. This is the last portion in our teaching. Learn from stupidity of the foolish and borrow from the wisdom of the wise. Never underestimate the influence of friends. They can build you up or they can pull you down. Solomon was a perfect example. Towards the latter end of his life, he surrounded himself with many women and many men that doesn't fear God, and they lead him astray. His son Rehoboam lost the kingdom, whose mom was an Amorite. People of God should learn from all these things. Who you associate with, who you deal with. And while we are on this topic, let me quickly point out, what kind of friend are you to other people? That's another part that have pained me so much, because I've heard it, I've seen it. I've talked with people who say, yes, my brother in the Lord, my sister in the Lord told me so. What kind of friend are you to others? When a sister or a brother come to you with their problem, and you mislead them. I never did mislead anybody. Yes, you did. When you tell people what they want to hear rather than what God wants them to hear, you are doing what? You are misleading them. You saw somebody that is full of vanity and vain life and things that is destroying him or her, and they are walking towards destruction. You see them going towards destruction. And they come to you and they want to seek advice, and you tell them to go in the path of that destruction because you are afraid of hurting their feeling. I don't want to hurt anybody's feeling. I want to be nice to them. You pamper them. No! Tell them the truth. They may regret it, they may want it, they may hate you for it, they may abuse you for it, but let it be known that I have declared to you all the counsels of the word of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Here are some sisters gossiping over the phone, and here are some sisters sitting down to chat. I showed my husband paper. Yes, I know how to deal with him. If you only do that, but you don't fail to look at how their own family is disintegrating, is destruction. And you are asking wisdom from the foolish. I've heard that. And a brother comes to a brother, my wife did this and that, that, what have you done? And you see the path that the brother is done, and it's not helping, and it will never help him, but you egg him on. You tell them what they want to hear to accommodate them, so that they will remain your friends, so that they keep loving you, so that they keep giving you, so that they keep feeling that, hey, I have a friend. You are no friend. You are an enemy. And you are an enemy that will stand before God and answer for your actions. When you tell others what they want to hear, I see mother-in-laws, father-in-laws, tell their daughters what their daughter want to hear, instead of telling their daughter, my daughter, I made this mistake, I didn't make this mistake. If you continue on that path, your family is going downhill. I see father-in-law call their sons and so on and talk to them, instead of telling them what they want to hear. Yeah, go ahead. That's the way men should behave. Tell people the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Tell them like you are a pastor. Tell them like you are a voice of God. Tell them like you are a prophet. Declare to them the truth. Declare it in love. Declare it with understanding. Bring them closer to you, but tell them the truth. It may take a month or 2 months or 3 years or 10 years down the line, but that truth will not leave them. But when you, a sister or a brother, accommodate people and lie to them to their face, by supporting their lifestyle, by supporting their stupidity, by supporting their mistakes, by telling them that they are doing well when they are not doing well, by failing to tell them the word of God, you are an accomplice to destruction. You are leading them to part of hell. And God will remember us according to those actions. So tell your friends the truth. I don't care who they are. If you know the truth and the truth is in you, tell it to other people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let us stand on our feet. That's where I want us to end is, do you tell other people truth? Do you tell other people truth? Did you steer them to the wisdom of God early? I'm going to read some few stuff I wrote here. Before I read it, let me explain why I'm saying seek the kingdom of God early. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Faith is great. Without faith, no man can see God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So there are different this kind of faith in God that will help you when you are in trouble. In one of my series in teaching on wisdom, I've tried to explain this a little more in depth. But here is where many of us has made a mistake. Wisdom is early. Faith in this application is late. Early, late. Wisdom, if you apply it early in certain things, in situations, you won't go through the suffering, you won't go through the headache, you won't go through the pain and the suffering, and the regrets, and had I known. But then, if you have neglected wisdom and you wind up in the pit, I pray that God will give you grace to have great faith, because that's when the faith will lift you up out of it. But I would rather not make the mistake in the first time. I would rather not go into that pit and go through the headache and see the scars and the pain and the suffering for myself or for my children. Only to start praying and fasting and waiting on the Lord and then trying to get yourself out of the mess by faith. I don't say don't apply faith after you see yourself in the mess. I'm only saying what is better here. Is it to go into true life a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years of your life in that misery? Because you did not seek the wisdom of God early. And now your faith will have to do the work. And some people along the way may not carry through in their faith, and they find themselves in complete destruction. So I wrote here, know that wisdom is a choice that begins with a decision to trust God with our life. It increases as we follow His instruction. There are many things, ideas, people, situations that will try to direct us from the path of wisdom. Worldly wisdom tells us that life is short, so they advise us to live for today and pursue the fleeting pleasure that is of this world. But God's wisdom points us to the future and consequences of our action. Wisdom will save you from pain and regret in a wide range of issues, in your family, in your children, in your economy, in your finance, in your health, in your peace of mind. The list goes on and on. You will learn from wisdom that not all that glitters are gold. If you neglect wisdom, which will prevent you from descending into the pit, then you will need great faith to pull you out after much suffering. After much suffering. Like I said in one of my past teaching in wisdom, counter wisdom or opposite of wisdom is doing the right thing after you have exhausted all options. I pray that that's never your portion in Jesus' name. I want us to quote it together. It's a quote I want you to carry with your mind. Counter wisdom, opposite of wisdom, is doing the right thing after you have exhausted all other options. Think about it. The opposite of wisdom is doing the right thing, not early but late. After you have tried this ping pong kind of situation, You try that, it failed. You try that, it failed. You marry 6 times, it failed. You do this one, it failed. Your business failed 10 times. This one, you are like everything. And then later on, maybe you are 60s or 70s or 80s, you finally find wisdom and do the right thing. That is counter wisdom. Wisdom is early. And as I say, do not despair anybody that is standing here this morning. You've made mistakes, I've made mistakes. And we find out that we are wrong. God is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All the years, it says in the scripture that the canker worms, the palm worms, all the worms have eaten up the locusts, every one of them. He said, I am able to restore. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the good news I want you to take with you today. That God is able to restore. Amen? Amen. Everything that the enemy has done, and that you have contributed in by not walking in wisdom, by failing to walk in wisdom early in your plans, God is able to restore. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We have so many things we have failed in, but God is able. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.